How many times is life happening around us? How many times is God in the moment? How many times is this a critical moment where God is just saying, hey, show up and stay there, and you and I miss out? Hi, my name is Father Mike Schmitz, and this is Ascension Presents. So we all know what FOMO is, right? FOMO is the fear of missing out. Yes, okay. So we all probably have it to some degree. I think that there's some FOMO that causes us to do things that we shouldn't be doing, right? There's some FOMO that takes us out of where we exactly should be and brings us somewhere else. But the fear of missing out is not only legit, it's actually probably right in a lot of cases. Here's what I mean. I have the genuine fear of missing out whenever I get to Holy Week, or even whenever I read the story of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there's the scene, right? So how does the Passion start? It starts with the Passover meal. And so at the Passover meal here, the disciples, I mean, to consider all that would go into that day is, you know, Jesus sends a couple disciples to get everything ready in the upper room. But if you're going to be part of the Passover meal, there's a lot of work that goes into this. Someone has to bring the lamb to the temple, offer that lamb as a sacrifice, skin the lamb, get it all ready, bring it back to your place, roast the lamb, make all the food, like unleavened bread, all these things. A lot of work goes into the whole thing. But then actually the Passover itself is what? Well, you eat a lot of roast lamb. You eat a lot of unleavened bread. You drink a number of cups of wine. I mean, this is actually a normal thing when it comes to the Passover meal. After this, what happens? Well, we all know this. Jesus takes his disciples. They go across the Kidron Valley. They go to the Garden of Gethsemane. And this is where FOMO steps in for me. This is where FOMO leaps in for me, because there is this critical moment and the apostles miss out. There's this critical moment and they don't realize it. What happens? What's the moment? Well, Jesus has some of his disciples stay a little further away, takes three, Peter, James, and John, and takes them apart by themselves, and it goes a little bit from them, and he tells them before he leaves, he says, okay, now stay here, watch and pray. And then he goes off, and we know the story, right? We know that he enters into this agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, that he's crying, he's sweating blood, and he's praying those very famous words to the Father, Father, Abba, let this cup pass from me, not my will, but your will be done. And what happens? He gets up from prayer, goes back to Peter, James, and John, and they're sleeping. My guess is the other disciples are also sleeping. And he says, wait, could you not watch for me 1 hour? Watch and pray. And he goes back and he prays again. Again, in Jesus' agony. This is the moment, right? This is not the apex yet of his suffering, but it's already begun. This is the event that will save the world has already started. And he goes back to the disciples and they fell asleep again. And whenever I hear that story, I think, would that be me? Like, I always think, I could miss that. Because here are the disciples. Let's set the scene again. The event that saved the world has already begun. And they're missing it. And you can't blame them, right? Think about it. If you're one of the disciples, you're one of the apostles, you know that this is how Passover night goes. You probably have celebrated Passover a couple times already with Jesus, maybe. And what happens, and you've done it your whole life, though, if you're Jewish, so you have the bunch of roast lamb, you have a bunch of lumber bread, you have maybe a bunch of wine, and then you go sleep. Like that's it. And Jesus takes you over to the Garden of Gethsemane, and you're like, okay, we're going to pray a little bit. Yeah, I'll pray a little bit. Then I'll doze off. I imagine Peter, James, and John, who are like, no, I did pray. I prayed a little bit, but, you know, it's tired. I'm tired. It's late. And they don't realize that the event that saved the world has already begun, and they were asked to be a part of it. Stay here with me. Watch here with me. Pray here with me. My guess, and this is just my guess, is if they knew that this is a level 10, right? If they knew that this is, we're at DEFCON 5, right? If they knew that this was the event, this was the moment that is going to change the world, save the world, I imagine they would be much more alert. But they didn't realize it. And I think about this is where I have the FOMO. How many times is life happening around us? How many times is God in the moment? How many times is this a critical moment where God is just saying, hey, show up and stay there, and you and I miss out? Is it possible for us to miss out on the event, to miss out on the moment? And the answer, of course, is yes. Because sometimes I think this is an ordinary day. right? Sometimes I think this is just like, no, I know how this goes. It's just, I'm just showing up to pray. I show up to pray. I settle into my chair or my kneeler or whatever, wherever I pray. I open up whatever book I'm reading, whatever scripture I'm reading. I do my podcast or whatever the thing is. And I just kind of pray. This is prayer. And yeah, because that's how prayer feels, right? Prayer feels just like you show up and you go through your routine. It helps. You get to pray. You get to talk with the Lord. Versus, okay, this is the moment. Imagine if we had that mentality at every time we prayed or every mass where we said, okay, this is, I'm not just showing up here and I'm walking through the mass. I'm here right now in this prayer time because Jesus has asked me, hey, stay here, watch and pray. So I'm on alert. No, I don't have to be panicked at the moment, but I'm present. Or the same thing with the mass, like that sense of like, here I'm showing up for the mass and I expect things will just always be the same. Versus I'm showing up for mass. And I know that Jesus also is going to show up. This representation of the sacrifice on Calvary, the resurrection of Jesus, represented to us, and the Mass, that I'm not going to miss it. Bad FOMO takes us out of where we are and brings our attention to somewhere else. That's a distraction. But good FOMO, good fear of missing out, is when I realize, okay, wait, I'm here and I need to stay here. Be where your feet are. Like just, if you're here in this moment, then be here in this moment. Now, obviously, I can't, as I said before, I can't treat every prayer time like this is like the most monumental. This is Jesus in his agony. I can't necessarily treat every mass as if like I don't know what's coming next. We know what's coming next. But I can treat every prayer time. I can treat every mass. I can also treat every conversation like this is where I'm supposed to be. I can treat every time I go to work like this is where I'm supposed to be. I can treat every time maybe you go to your kid's soccer game or swim meet or whatever, and it's like, oh my gosh, this goes on and on and on. Yeah, but this is where I'm supposed to be. And I'm going to be as present as possible with the conviction, the certainty that I'm here because he asked me to be here. See, that's one of the incredible consolations about knowing that everything comes from the Father's hands, is that wherever you are right now, okay, this is where you're supposed to be. So here's the question. Are you there? Right? Your feet are there. My feet are here. But the call to be where your feet are, the call to be present, is the call that every one of us has. Because why? Is the only place we can ever find God, the only place he could ever speak to us, the only place we can ever actually become holy is right here and right now. So there's a good kind of fear of missing out. And that's, I'm afraid of things that will take me away from being present and cause me to be absent. I don't know if any of us will ever be in a situation like the apostles, where the most important event of our lives, most important event of history, is happening within earshot. But I do know this. I do know that if we are not fully present, if we're not as present as we possibly can be, I know this. I know that if I'm constantly on my phone or constantly distracting myself, even if I'm distracting myself with good things, then much of life will be missed. Much of what God wants to do in my heart, in your heart, in my life, and in your life, it will be missed. So consider this an invitation. It's an invitation for myself. And that invitation is, be where your feet are. Be where the Lord Jesus has asked you to be. And be present. Because he's asked. Stay here. Watch. And pray. Anyways, from all of us here at Ascension Presents, my name is Father Mike. God bless.